The Athletics going for their third straight win, taking on the Mariners. Cesar Valdez making his first appearance in the majors since 2010. We pick up the action third inning, 3-0 Seattle, two men on for Adam Rosales facing James Paxton.
1-0 pitch, line drive, base hit down the right field line. Decker will score, Davis to third, and the A's are on the board. It's 3-1, and the ball hits the bag, and that's going to allow Davis to score, and Rosales moves up. So with two outs, here's Healy. Line drive, fair. And this ball game's going to be tied. Healy with a bullet double, and it's 3-3. 3-1. Healy will be ready to take a rip, and he does, and it's a base hit left field. Lowry will trot home, and Ryan Healy sitting on a fastball. He got it, and he is 3-for-3 with two RBIs, and the A's lead 5-3. Mottert doubled and scored in the second, lined out to left in the fourth. And that one is hit to center, and that's hit well. Rajay Davis back, and it is gone. A line drive, two-run homer by Taylor Mottert. And we are tied at 5. So Plouffe steps in. He has struck out 3 times, so he's looking for a little redemption. Oh, Plouffe, left field and deep. And that baby's gone. Home run number 3 for Trevor Plouffe, and that is a big one.
That is huge.
The Athletics win their third in a row, taking it 9-6. Ryan Healy 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Valdez pitching in the majors for the first time since 2010, allows 3 runs in 4 innings. Mitch Haniger had his 13-game hitting streak snapped. Manager Bob Melvin spoke afterwards.
Bob, another good all-around effort,
yeah.
And that's 3 wins in a row and 2 in a row in which you scored 9 runs. What jumps out in particular in this little stretch?
Well, you know, one, Valdez got it under control after giving up 3 quick runs. You know, 80 pitches is the most he had thrown, so I think he was at 75 or 76, and you know, we're in a tie game, so he really does his job. And then it was contributions of the bullpen after that. You know, Frankie looked good like he did the last time, makes 1 pitch out over the plate, and it's 2 runs, and we're tied. But I think he's incrementally getting better, and then the rest of the guys came in, did their job, and then we got some key hits late when we needed to. Certainly the Plouffe one stands out the most.
Healy seems to have found his rhythm a little bit. Yeah. What does that mean just for the offense when he's clicking? Like
yeah,
that?
We knew he would. I mean, everybody goes through struggles over the course of the season, and you know, we probably handled it appropriately, gave him a little time off to work on some things. Got a couple pinch hits for him, and you know, and then he's off to the races again. So it wasn't a concern. And like I said, everybody goes through these things. Sometimes it's a little harder for younger guys to go through them, but he swung the bat really well.
Bob, you got some good defensive efforts again, and Jed Lowry made a couple plays in the second inning there to kind of limit the damage for Valdez. How big does that wind up being?
Yeah, you know, you try to create some momentum with that, and we had a really good game. I don't know what day it is. Yesterday. And, you know, sometimes that'll, you know, kind of ease you into the next day. We did a lot of defensive work today before. So we have the ability to do it, and I think you look at the overall numbers, and it was kind of surprising. We had from pitchers, we had some cheap ones that, you know, didn't cost us at times, but we definitely have to be better defensively, and the last 2 days have been good.
Bob, talking about defense, that last at-bat by Rajay, he ran a little slowly, then we didn't see him in the ninth inning. What happened there?
He's got a little bit of a hamstring, maybe strain. I don't know. It doesn't feel too bad. You know, hopefully it's not an issue. We'll give him tomorrow off and probably have a better idea tomorrow how he feels. Is the mic that important? All right.
Since Rosales's insertion in the shortstop role,
yep.
After Semien, you know, being on the DL, you know, he's had 5 RBIs since coming into that role. How big has his offensive production been for you guys lately?
Yeah, you know, he really kind of came into his own last year as a hitter. Hit 13 home runs, was had some production last year. Since we've seen him last, he's changed his swing some. It's a little bit shorter. As you see, he's going the other way, a little bit better as he did again today. So we knew he would fit in all the different spots for us. And then when a Marcus goes out, you know you're going to get great defense with him, and you know you're going to get a hard worker that's a better hitter now. And not only is you know, he produced, and these RBIs you're talking about, certainly the one he hit, the home run off Darvish, kind of got us on this little run that we're on right now. So he's been big.
Trevor Plouffe with his fourth homer of the season, a three-run shot. He spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, you know, this is my first time seeing a lot of these guys, and lately I've been getting behind in the count, 0-2, 1-2, and it's tough to hit in those counts. So that at bat there, I said, you know what, I'm not going to let that first pitch go by me. He threw it in a spot where I could get to it, and, you know, it was big. You know, these guys picked me up my first three at-bats, and I was able to help out there.
The Mariners starting pitcher James Paxton hasn't given up a run all season. What was the key to getting to him?
We worked the counts. You know, we got some walks, and we just had some good timely hitting, and that's what it takes to win ball games. He's a great pitcher. He's going to be a challenge for us all year long, and for the rest of the West as well.
It's nice to see Cesar Valdez get a start and keep you guys in the game, and the bullpen backed him up. What are your thoughts on the pitching performance tonight?
They did great. You know, Cesar came out and gave a few runs, but he held them there. We were able to answer and get back in the game. And, you know, in a spot start like that, that's what you want. You just want to give us a chance to win. He did that.
The Athletic series with the Mariners continues on Friday. Sean Manaea on the hill up against Hisashi Iwakuma.